Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hey, go-getters. Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime with 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients. Noom should be your go-to hydration choice because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on noonlife.com and get ready for endless fun because anything can happen after noon.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean-Luc Foote.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
Y'all ready for this?
This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
This is like catching a big brown trout on the White River. I've always wanted this. Give me the hogs, Chuck.
Hey, welcome in. Glad you're here as we wrap up what has turned into a tumultuous week on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. It's presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. The Must Bus has left town. It's headed west. In fact, it's already arrived in California. He's the new USC coach. And as we always seem to find out when things like this occur, life goes on. And the sun came up in Arkansas today, and I think there's going to be a new basketball coach sometime next week. And that's where we begin on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast today. Matt Jones, as he always does, kind enough to visit with us on Friday, and I'm just going to jump right into it. Matt, first off, welcome. What's your take, Ben, on everything that's happened this week?
Yes, sir, Chuck. Always fun to be here with you. It's a feeling of thankfulness for the time Coach Muss had, the wins that he had. I gave Muss an A- on his 5 years here, and it would he'd have made a Final Four, it would have been an A+. But I thought Muss, for the most part, did everything the right way. There's a lot of stuff going on. Won some big games. Had some hope. Had some belief. Determination. You know, he had it going on. I'm thankful for his time here. But you know, my dad's a coach. I've been around coaches my whole life, and it's when it's time to move on, you move on, and you say thanks, and you hope that you leave the program in a better place when you leave. And I think that's what Muss did, and so I'm thankful for his time here. Wish him nothing but the best and good luck. And then you're worried about then it just goes back to Arkansas Razorback basketball. Let's look at the roster. Let's see who we're going to bring in. Let's see who's in the portal. We got a depleted roster. And we know that a lot of kids go to these schools based on the relationship with the coach. So it is going to be interesting. I saw that the kid that was transferring from Massachusetts, he's going to go with Muss out west, and that's what you kind of thought. So whoever the coach is for the Hogs, who's he going to bring in? And it's going to be interesting to see how the team looks. You know, the roster we still have right now, I'm a Tremont Mark fan. I thought he was our best two-way player. I saw Battle and Bayfall got into the portal a couple days ago, if not yesterday. So who knows how it's going to look. You'd like to keep as many people as you can that are on the roster. But you'll see what happens when a new coach comes in and who he brings with him.
I think the position of basketball coach at Arkansas is much better today than it was 5 years ago when Hunter went out and hired Eric Musselman. And that is thanks to the work that Coach Musselman has done during his time here. But I think this coaching search is different, number one, because it was thrust upon us as opposed to one that, you know, we kind of hoped might happen. But I think Arkansas is in a position of strength because of what's happened the last 5 years. I think they can decide who they want and they can make a strong play to get him. My sense is that this is coming together very, very quickly, and it's going to be over very, very quickly. What I know you're plugged in too. I mean, what are you hearing on that?
I was telling somebody talking about it because when the news kind of happened last day or two, I said, "Man, we'll know who the coach is by Monday." And maybe it's already done, or maybe what as far as the public, maybe it's Tuesday or Wednesday. But you have a feeling that Hunter has his guy, and then you start thinking about back to the video, and so the writing was on the wall. So if they knew 2 weeks ago or whatever, I'm sure they've been doing their work. And I agree with you. When I look at the SEC and I look at Razorback basketball, we're right there. We're in, if you want to say top five programs, and if you just want to go with and put Kentucky number one, because I don't know how else you don't, then Arkansas is in that second group. If you want to have Tennessee and Alabama and Florida, Arkansas is right there with them. Arkansas is a great job. You hope we get the right guy that can continue and making some runs. But yeah, Arkansas, the facilities up there, the in-state talent, the success it's had. You think back to making the jump with Nolan Richardson from the SWC to the SEC and the success he had. Mike Anderson had a little success. You can win at Arkansas, and you can win big.
I know you're an in-state guy, and I am too. And we understand, because we've been around here a long time, that it's important for all of our state to be united behind a coach. And by that, I mean it's as important for Little Rock and Northwest Arkansas, if you just want to break it down, to feel as though they've got an equal stake in the program. I've always believed that. Chris Beard, Ole Miss coach, former UALR coach, he's got a lot of supporters in Little Rock, and many of them have a lot of money. Do you think that's the kind of, and I'm not saying necessarily him, although I think a lot of signs point towards that. How important do you think it is that all of Arkansas feels like they've got a stake in the basketball program the way they perhaps do in the football program?
Yeah, it's very important. I think each time you lose a kid that's a kid that can go, a kid that can play, I think you lose a little bit of the state. And I think you got to try to build that back up. You got to go try to grab that. I'm an in-state guy. You know that, Chuck. And I know you got to have guys from outside the state. That's 100% facts. But you got to keep your guys that can go. Your in-state guys, they grow up watching the Hogs play. You don't have that homesickness. You know, you're changing states. You're 18 years old, leaving your parents. You get to stay at home. I got to go back down. My grandmother, living in Van Buren when I was in Fayetteville, I got to go back on the weekends and get a home-cooked meal. You know, stuff like that helps the transition, the process, and these young kids, these young men, that are going to play college sports. So no question about it. I like Chris Beard. You know, he knows the state. He's intense. I'll be honest, I haven't followed his career as much as everybody else, but he's a winner. Wherever he goes, he wins. You look at the SEC and the coaches that are in the SEC. I like the fact that he coached at Ole Miss last year. So he knows the landscape, and you want to be in the SEC. You really do. And get back to the putting up a fence around the state. And if you're an Arkansas kid and you can play, man, we need you up there on the hill.
One more thing on the must matter before we turn to football for just a second. You've been on teams. You've been around teams. Did you get the feeling at some point, maybe down the stretch, that this might be it?
You know, there was a little bit with his intensity. You know, he's intense. You know, there was a Vanderbilt game where he left Davenport in to block out their guy. You know, I don't know. There's five games left in the season. I think they had already kind of turned the page by then. I think coaches know before we know that he was not going to be there. And you're like, even I know. I'm like, you don't have him blocking out. And then the guy gets the offensive rebound and score. You know, it's like that's just a simple play that if you're paying attention to the game and if it matters, if the record might have been a little different, you do that. But then when you're kind of just going through it, you're just like, yeah, we'll see if he can block him out, you know. So I do think there's some of that, and I think that's human nature. I think that he looked around and saw the talent or lack of talent and was like, yeah, this team can't get it done. And I do think that that's hard. I think that's hard. It's only human nature to do that. And then a little bit, maybe you're disgruntled because you couldn't get the players you wanted to get in. And so I think there's a lot that goes into it that I don't think we know about. Yeah, I think that's just that is just human nature. But hey, I'm a Coach Must fan. I'm going to wish him success. And like I said, man, I give him an A-. I think he did a great job being the Arkansas Razorback head basketball coach.
All right, I got a football question before we go. Petrino spoke earlier this week, and he talked a little bit about how they practiced with Taylen Green, in that they've done a lot more work on the passing game because, as you know, as a quarterback who would run, in practice situations, generally the quarterback does not get hit. And so he talked about how they've implemented a lot of the passing game, but a lot of the running game is going to have to, you know, some of it will work itself out in actual live play. But to me, what's interesting about this, and I want to get your thoughts, what we think about a Bobby Petrino offense as Razorback fans is largely centered around the quarterback play of Ryan Mallett and Tyler Wilson. Neither one of them was an unwilling runner, but neither one of them looked to run. You know, Green's going to look to run. And it kind of occurs to me, if you really want to get an idea of what Arkansas's offense may look like, go watch what he did at Louisville when Lamar Jackson was there. I'm not saying Green's Lamar Jackson. He's not. But style-wise, I'm beginning to get the feeling that that's what we will see on the field next year.
You know, I think you're right. The thing that I like to see, and I know Coach Petrino wasn't here last year, but I don't want to see 17 designed quarterback runs. That was just ridiculous last year, having all these designed runs with a 4-8 quarterback in KJ. And I don't know what Green runs, but this is one thing Coach Wickie and Coach Lee had when they were my quarterback coach. It wasn't necessarily a design quarterback run, but you know what the third option is for the quarterback to run on the pass play. Hey, read one, read two, read three. It's not there. Take off. Those are your biggest run plays. Go through your reads. Go do what you're supposed to do and then take off. And that was with KJ. Now, KJ would take off but leave his eyes down the field, and I think he did that because he's not fast enough to take off running and get it. He can, and he is a willing runner. He's a bowling ball when he starts running, but KJ knew that that was one of his greatest assets, was keeping his eyes downfield. There's no reason to call a lot of quarterback design runs, especially in the SEC. You're going to get your quarterback killed. You got to have a little bit of a delay. They got to be thinking something else, and then the quarterback run has to follow that, where they're not expecting it, but they have to read the receiver cutting outside the numbers. They have to read the tight end going up the seams. They have to see the running back going out into the flat. So that gets them all. That gets what it does is it gets spacing. It opens up lanes for the quarterback to run, and I think that's what you're going to see in a Petrino system, is that with all the receivers, the crossers, and the spacing, then it opens up on an addition to a pass play that the quarterback can take off and run.
I have to ask, how did you process all that in the 3 seconds that you had allotted to you before that 6'8" defensive lineman tore your head off?
You know, it's read and react. It's really fast. You know, running the option, that's the fastest read you can have when you're reading a three technique. I mean, he's right there by the ball. And so you grow up doing it. And when you're in the middle of it, Chuck, just like anything, it doesn't seem like it is that fast. Then when you step away from it from a little bit, you're like, wow. But that's why these guys practice and train and do all that, because it does. And that's why you want to practice the right skill. You want to do it the right way, because when that happens, you're going to react and you revert back to what you've been practicing and what you've been doing. And I heard Coach Petrino getting on him about that, about practicing getting over the top. So when the pressure time happens, you don't revert back to your old tactics. You follow through with what you've been practicing.
Matt, I always enjoy talking to you. You're a wealth of information. Thank you.
Chuck, you're the best. Thanks, man.
All right. The great Matt Jones joining us, as he always does on Friday. Hey, before we move on, I want to talk to those of you who are buying or selling a home, and I want to talk to you about Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. You know, we all read different things about the housing market. You read one article, you think it's moving this way. You read another article, you think it's going that way. It's hard to figure out. Sometimes national trends apply to where we live. Sometimes they don't. You need someone on your side of the table, whether you're a buyer or a seller, who understands all that, who can make sense of it. I think now more than ever, it's important to have someone who is a full-time realtor, someone who is a student of their business, someone who understands the game. I'm not knocking anybody who does real estate on the side to pay for summer vacation. There's a place for that. But when you're spending the most money that you've ever spent in your life in a market like the one we're experiencing right now, you need someone on your side of the table that can understand what it all means and what it all means to you, can explain it in a way you can understand, listens to your questions, and has ready answers. I can tell you they're pros at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. That was my experience. It's been my experience over and over again as a buyer and a seller. I think that'll be your experience too. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington County. They're in Benton County. They're in Fort Smith. You hear us talking about their office in Branson. You see their yellow signs all over town. They've got a wide selection of homes, and you can check them out online at WeickerGriffin.com.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contests out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here.
I want to get back to basketball and just kind of offer this thought as we move along today. You know, Muss has not yet, I guess, been formally introduced at USC, not as we record this. That'll happen later today. I'm going to confess that right around the 1st of February, I began to get the feeling that this was probably going to end at the end of the season, that Muss's run might be up. There are a lot of factors in that, and I'm not going to get into all of them, but I just began to get the feeling around the 1st of February that this thing might be coming to an end. My point in saying that is that if I saw it, if I felt it, I know Hunter Yurecek felt it long before that. I believe that Hunter Yurecek has known for quite some time that there was a high probability that he would be hiring a new basketball coach. My sense is that this is happening very, very quickly, maybe more quickly than you realize. It probably, I say probably, it very well could change between the time I record this and the time you listen to it. And that is because I think, in my judgment, based on what I've seen so far, an athletic director who has done his due diligence, who knew that this might be coming and has planned for this day, and maybe was planning at a time when you never anticipated or I ever anticipated that this might happen. Maybe back before the 1st of February for me. Maybe back before as late as 2 days ago for some of you. My point is, I think he's been on top of it. And I don't think this is going to take very long. I don't think there's a mid-major name out there this time that nobody's thought about. And here's why. This time, for the first time, I believe Arkansas's basketball program, and for the first time in a long time, period, in our major programs, we've been in a position of strength. We've not fired a coach. We've not fired a coach that a portion of the fan base didn't want to see fired. We've not fired a coach that every portion of the fan base wanted to see fired. We've not had a 2 or 3 year decline where we've missed the NCAA tournament a couple of years in a row and played in the NIT. It's not been like that. You know, if you'll recall at the end of the Richardson era, first off, there was all that stuff that was going on, which made it impossible for you to get really a thorough search and a real hire. The decline wasn't dramatic. It was just, you know, continuous. We're not in that spot right now. The last 5 years have restored the credibility of Razorback basketball, and Eric Musselman is to thank for that. We have benefited long-term from what he's done here. Now, there's a roster to rebuild in a hurry. You know, it's not like he left a roster full of players. So whoever they hire's got to go out and replenish this thing very rapidly, which I think's all part of this equation. But my thought as I record this today is that all the pieces are coming together very quickly. Maybe the most important piece is the NIL. Maybe. Arkansas has shown they can pay big money. I mean, Musk was the 12th highest paid coach in America. 9 of the 11 in front of him had made the Final Four. So it's not like he was unfairly compensated. He was very well compensated. We've shown we'll pay that kind of money. Our fans have shown that they will become obsessed with this basketball program again. They'll follow you anywhere. You go play a game in Atlantis, they'll go. You go to a regional in California, you'll be able to hear them call the Hogs. You'll know they're there. And not many programs have that. Not many programs have an arena like Bud Walton Arena. Some nights the crowds that we say are just so-so, other schools would kill for, including the one Musk just left for. But, you know, all of that makes it a very, very attractive offer. I said this morning on the Morning Rush that you could cross off maybe 15, 20, 25 coaches that they're not going to leave their situation. Everybody else is in play. Everybody else will listen to you because of all the things that I just talked about. And I think this is going to happen very, very rapidly. I think by the time the new business begins on Monday, we'll have a pretty good idea. Wouldn't surprise me at all if we don't have a press conference at some point next week. I can see that happening. This is a good program. We've lost a very fine coach. Don't get me wrong. I'm not minimizing anything Mus has done. But the elevation that he's helped, that he's provided for this basketball program means you can hire someone his equal right away.
Hey, go-getters. Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries.
Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. so little time.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Hey, speaking of basketball, there is the Final Four. It's coming up on Saturday. Coming up tomorrow, who you got? NC State and Purdue? I wish NC State could win. I don't think they're going to. Alabama and UConn. I wouldn't bet a nickel against UConn. But I do know this, at the Bet Saracen app, they're ready for whatever kind of wager you want to make. And they've got them, prop bets, in-game bets, everything that makes the Final Four fun. Then you got the Razorbacks tonight, baseball again. Got a coaching search going on, too. I don't know if they've got that up on the Bet Saracen app, but I'll bet they'd find some takers. It's Vegas, Arkansas style. That's what makes it Arkansas style, and that's why it's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. If you've not downloaded it, you need to do so today. They've got a how-to-play video. They'll get you ready to go with the Bet Saracen app. All right, hope you have a great weekend. I suspect there are going to be some developments, and I suspect there's going to be plenty to talk about on Monday. We'll reconvene then. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Sean LeFoot!
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries!
I think you mean my crunch berries.
Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch!
Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything, because anything can happen after noon.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.